This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Mary K, M-A-R-Y, capital K-A-Y, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, date of birth April 14th of 1959. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Hunter with a partial right nephrectomy, hypertension, a history of kidney stones on the left, non-obstructive, and history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was July 7th of 2022. At that time, she had had a kidney CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis looking for kidney stone without contrast. And that did not show any evidence of stones on the left. There was a the partial right nephrectomy was present with postoperative changes noted, but no evidence of further tumor growth was noted. She's feeling well, no hospitalizations since her last visit, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no flank pain, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, no incontinence, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, none at rest, no cough or wheezing, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Cardizem CD 240 milligram twice a day. And calcium with vitamin D and a multivitamin daily. Physical exam, weight is 198 pounds and this is stable. Pulse is 84 and regular. Oxygen saturation 98% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart appears to be regular today with a rate of 84. No murmur or rub. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done January 27th of 2023. Her creatinine is improved at 1.0. Estimated GFR is greater than 60. Calcium is 9.1. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin is 4.1. And we don't have a recent CBC or urine. Assessment and plan. One, partial right nephrectomy with stable creatinine levels greater than 60, EGFR. Two, hypertension currently at goal. Three, history of kidney stones, no current symptoms. Four, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she will have a follow-up visit in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.